here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 24th of June, 2009. It's the birthday of Jack Dempsey, born in Manassas, Colorado, 1895, heavyweight champion of the world from 1919 to 1926. The family moved from town to town because his dad had trouble finding work. Dempsey dropped out of grade school to work, left home when he was 16, lived in hobo camps, and soon realized that he was a good fighter, and he started fighting in Colorado mining towns under the name Kid Blackie. Jack Dempsey, who said a champion is someone who gets up when he can't. It's the birthday of St. John of the Cross, born in Spain, 1542, mystic, poet, and a saint, grew up in poverty, worked at a hospital for the poor, and along with St. Teresa, he reformed the Carmelite order. He was arrested for his attempts at reform, treated brutally, given a public lashing once a week, and wrote his most beautiful poetry while he was in jail, Spiritual Canticle and Dark Night of the Soul. It's the birthday of Ambrose Bierce, born near Horse Cave Creek, Ohio, 1842, enlisted in the Union Army a week after the Civil War began, fought for 4 years in some of the bloodiest battles of the war, was shot in the head during one, shipped to the hospital on a flat car full of wounded and dying soldiers. After the war, he left the military, went to San Francisco, which was full of outlaws and millionaires and sailors and gamblers and writers. There were 6 newspapers for a town of 60,000. Mark Twain was writing for one of them. Ambrose Bierce became a journalist in San Francisco and started writing dark short stories like Chickamauga and An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge, and then his best-known work, The Devil's Dictionary. It's the birthday of the poet John Ciardi, born in Boston, 1916, who translated Dante's Divine Comedy, 1954, also known for his books of poems for children, including Daddy Fixed the Breakfast, He Made Us Each a Waffle, It Looked Like Gravel Pudding, It Tasted Something Awful, Ha Ha, He Said, I'll Try Again, This Time I'll Get It Right, But What I Got Was In Between Bituminous and Anthracite. Here's a poem by Norman Williams entitled The Genius of Small-Town America. Here our fathers stopped their westward push, not, God knows, for love of scenery or soil, but because an ox gave out, an axle broke, or a child took with cholera or chills. Now their sons cross the field like roof walkers, chucking dirt clods at the crows, while in the shade the women mutter of lost limbs and hopes. Like a periodic curse, a drought this month has once more settled on the western plains, thickening the creeks, working into wayside barns, and famishing the stock. On kitchen radios, one hears again the pulpit-pounding talk and familiar promises of punishment that we have ourselves to blame for this, who lusted, craved, and coveted. But if sin lingers in these washed-up towns, it could be only pride or stubbornness. Each spring, another crop of debt is sown, and though agencies attach the land, outbuildings, crops, and unborn young, still the beak-nosed men walk head up and proud, convinced, against all evidence, that what they've planted, built, or reared is theirs, and that come the plague or Democrats, they will die as they have lived, that is, in their good time, just when and how they choose. The poem The Genius of Small Town America by Norman Williams from his collection The Unlovely Child, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts and Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org, edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.